Unit 1. The Washington Cherry Trees. Father, I cannot tell a lie. I did chop down your cherry tree. This was a famous statement made by George Washington, who later became the first president of the United States. When he was very young, he had been given a hatchet. Wanting to test it, he cut down a young cherry tree that his father had planted. His father forgave him because he didn't lie about it. The capital city of the United States, Washington, D.C., is named after George Washington and also has a well-known connection to a different kind of cherry tree. There is a cherry blossom festival every spring in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the famous beauty of the 3,700 blossoming Japanese cherry trees. How did these cherry trees, with their roots in Japan, so to speak, come to be in the capital city of the USA? In the early years after the Meiji Restoration, a young American diplomat came to work in Japan by the name of George Sidmore. His sister, Eliza, came to visit him in 1884. She was a journalist and wanted to write about the newly opened country of Japan. After she returned to America, she wrote a popular book about her travels in Japan entitled Jinriksha Days in Japan. She was deeply moved by the beauty of the Japanese sakura cherry trees. She suggested to American government officials in Washington that they should plant the Japanese-style cherry trees along the reclaimed Potomac waterfront. The government resisted her pleas for more than 25 years. However, finally, she was able to talk to the wife of President Taft, who had also been to Japan and knew how beautiful such trees are. Thanks to Mrs. Taft's influence, Eliza's dream finally came true in March 1912. About 3,020 trees from the Arakawa River in Adachi Ward, Tokyo, arrived on Awamaru as a gift from the city of Tokyo. The trees were planted along the tidal basin on the Potomac River, along avenues, in parks, and even in the White House grounds. The beauty of the blooming trees grew so famous that the first Washington, D.C. Cherry Blossom Festival was held in 1935. Even now, a cherry blossom queen is chosen every year to reign over the festival. In 1952, in reverse, cherry trees from Washington, D.C., whose parents were the cherry trees growing along the Arakawa River, were sent to Japan to replenish the Arakawa cherry trees, which were in very poor condition. Now, the DNA of the original trees are being carefully preserved on the banks along the Arakawa River. The Japanese have given us their favorite, their own mountain flower, the soul of Japan, the symbol of all they adore and aspire to, Eliza Sidmore later wrote. Her persistence paid off and benefits both America and Japan every year in the form of a magnificent display of Japanese sakura blossoms.